అల్టిమేట్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద సాఫ్ట్వేర్ బట్ ద బిజినెస్ మేనేజ్మెంట్ ఆర్ లైక్ వీ ఆల్వేస్ సే కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ ద కస్టమర్ రిలేషన్షిప్ దట్ పేస్ మోస్ట్ డివిడెండ్స్. ద సాఫ్ట్వేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ అన్ ఎనేబ్లర్. సో డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ దట్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ సిఆర్ఎం సిస్టమ్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ దట్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ద కస్టమర్స్ విల్ స్టార్ట్ రషింగ్ టు యూ ఫార్ డూయింగ్ ఎ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్. ఆల్వేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ కల్చర్ దట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు మేక్ ఎ డిఫరెన్స్ అండ్ సిఆర్ఎం జస్ట్ ఎనేబుల్స్ దట్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ బెటర్ కల్చర్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ గెటింగ్ ద బెటర్ డేటా ఫార్ ఎన్ష్యూరింగ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ బెటర్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ద కస్టమర్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కల్చరల్ పర్స్పెక్టివ్. సిఆర్ఎం సాఫ్ట్వేర్ ఇన్కార్పొరేట్స్ ద అబోవ్ స్ట్రాటజీస్ ఫర్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ టు లివరేజ్. హౌఎవర్ ద బేసిక్ రిలేషన్షిప్ స్ట్రాటజీ నీడ్స్ టు బి ఇన్ ప్లేస్ టు టేక్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఆఫ్ ద సాఫ్ట్వేర్. సో ఆల్వేస్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్రాపర్ బెటర్ కల్చర్ అండ్ ఎన్ష్యూర్ దట్ ద ఎంప్లాయీస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది స్పెసిఫిక్ కల్చర్ అండ్ యూస్ ద సిస్టమ్ ఆర్ యూస్ ద సాఫ్ట్వేర్ టు దేర్ అడ్వాంటేజ్. లెట్ అస్ సీ వాట్ ఆర్ ద డిఫరెంట్ సిఆర్ఎం సాఫ్ట్వేర్ కాంపనెంట్స్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద డిఫరెంట్ హౌ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద టైర్ అండ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద కంపెనీస్ సైజ్ ద ఇట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు డిఫర్. కంపెనీ స్మాల్ అండ్ లార్జ్ రిలై ఆన్ మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ బిజినెస్ సాఫ్ట్వేర్ సొల్యూషన్స్ టు సపోర్ట్ దేర్ ఆపరేషన్స్ లైక్ వీ హడ్ సీన్ ఇన్ ద ఎర్లియర్ సిస్టమ్ ఏరియర్ చెప్పర్స్ ఆల్సో. ఇట్ ఈస్ హౌ ద ఎంటైర్ సాఫ్ట్వేర్ సొల్యూషన్ సాఫ్ట్వేర్ సైకిల్ ఈస్ బిల్ట్ టు ఎన్ష్యూర్ దట్ ఆపరేషన్స్ ఆర్ గెటింగ్ సపోర్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సాఫ్ట్వేర్ అండ్ కల్చర్ ఈస్ గెటింగ్ సపోర్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బై ద సాఫ్ట్వేర్. వన్ వే టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ టు సపరేట్ ద కంపెనీస్ కస్టమర్ ఫేసింగ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్స్ సచ్ అస్ సేల్స్ మార్కెటింగ్ అండ్ కస్టమర్ సర్వీసెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ నాన్ కస్టమర్ ఫేసింగ్ డిపార్ట్మెంట్ సచ్ అస్ ఫైనాన్స్ అండ్ హెచ్ఆర్. దర్ ఇస్ నో పాయింట్ ఇన్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ ద సిఆర్ఎం సిస్టమ్ ఎక్స్పోజ్ టు యువర్ ఫైనాన్స్ అండ్ హెచ్ఆర్ బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ నథింగ్ టు హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ కేస్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ఫార్ ద ఎన్క్వైరీ పర్పస్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ వాట్ ఎక్సాక్ట్లీ ద కస్టమర్ అబౌట్. అదర్ టెక్నాలజీస్ లైక్ బ్యాక్ ఆఫీస్ అప్లికేషన్ సాఫ్ట్వేర్ దట్ ఇంటిగ్రేట్స్ ద ఫ్రంట్ అండ్ బ్యాక్ ఆఫీస్ ఆల్సో నోన్ ఇస్ నోన్ అస్ మిడిల్ వేర్. So there could be a place where the middleware is going to be there, mid office is going to be there, which is going to help front office and back office. Customer relationship management software is the core of the front office solution package. Obviously CRM is going to be the face of the front office and this has to be ensured, it has to be ensured that CRM is having all the values, all the data that is going to support the front office people from doing the sales and marketing from their perspective. CRM software systems offer two value propositions. The first is cost savings due to greater efficiency in business process known as operational CRM. So there is one more new terminology we are talking about here, which is nothing but operational CRM, which is going to ensure that cost savings is going to happen with a great efficiency in business process. Second, called analytical CRM, which is going to help the people get the analytics for the existing customers and the new customers. It's the gathering of actionable customer data that is analyzed for greater customization and for predictive purposes. So you buy analytical CRM, you will be in a position to predict what is the customer is going to do next, what exactly is the interest of the customer, what exactly is going to purchase next. Say example, let us take an example of Book My Show. When you are going to book some tickets for cricket continuously, Book My Show will understand, the CRM of the Book My Show will understand that you are a person who is crazy about cricket, and next time when you are going to Book My Show, it will show the things that are happening around cricket or any other sports. Hence the discussion, operational CRM versus analytical CRM we are going to have. Let us see, operational CRM, what exactly it is supporting and what are the benefits of operational CRM. It supports the front end customer facing business process and includes all the products, services and operational capabilities that enable the company to service its customers. So it will be having the more related to sales and all these things which are capable, which are which can be used by the customer. Examples include contact centers, data aggregation tools, transactional service websites, customer centric business process and performance measures. So when you are going to have a call, when you are going to call the customer, any customer center in the future, you can visualize that the person who is sitting on the next side is using an operational CRM and he is based on this particular thing, he is going to sell or ensure that you are buying something from the customer. From the organization. Operational CRM is in simplest terms the business operations connected to the building and managing CRM in a company. It includes operation of such functions as Salesforce automation and call centers. So Salesforce automation is applicable in an operational CRM. So next comes the analytical CRM, where the value of the CRM is to ensure that organization only begins with an improved and more competitive customer experience. Without a proper customer experience, it is not going to be a proper customer relationship that will happen. The real CRM payoff comes as customer data is captured and analyzed to gain intelligence into both individual customers and the marketplace. So you have to always go into analyze the customer's behavior, or how exactly is the age of the customer, and based on all these particular things and the market trends, you are going to analyze and find out what exactly and where exactly the customer fits into. Ultimately, analytical CRM produces a more competitive enterprise that is able to predict and act on market trends rather than respond after the fact. Like we are saying, there, who is going to maintain or who is going to make the market trend should be the enterprise, or should be the enterprise where the CRM is going to be implemented. So CRM softwares should be in the position to help finding out this market trend and where exactly the organization is standing on the market trend, and proactively ensure that the customer is getting informed, or giving analysis happening for the through the CRM. The analytical CRM umbrella encompasses customer analytics, business and intelligence (BA), and data mining, customer grouping strategies, incentive loyalty programs, and triggers for cross-selling and upselling. So like we are saying, analytical CRM helps you to do an upselling and cross-selling. Companies that use CRM are usually trying to garner as much customer data and transaction history as possible to make effective business and customer-centered marketing decisions. So this is a benefit of analytical CRM, where you are going to have customer-centered marketing decisions or getting informed to the customer to proceed further with the transaction or do your upselling and cross-selling. So typical software customer components are of a CRM are operational CRM and analytical CRM. Like we had already bifurcated what is operational CRM and analytical CRM. Let us see what are the things that are coming here. ERP enterprise ERP will be coming here. Order and order management will come here, which will be part of the back office. Supply chain management, legacy systems, which will be integrated with all these particular solutions for proper operational solution. Front office, service automation, marketing automation, and sales automation. This ensures that the people, sales people, are having the proper details in their hand. So example, when you are talking about service automation, I was giving my car for service, and he was in a position to give me what actually was the previous replacement that has happened, and what actually is a need for me to do now for me when you are, and I'm going to do your service. So this is happening because there is a underlying CRM in the hands of the person who is speaking to me, and he is in a position to give a better solutions, which may result in future sales also. The person who is doing the service will come to know that I am getting more issues in my car, and there is a upselling that should happen to the person. There should be a new car that has to be sold to the person. So CRM ensures that these details are getting information. Information is passed on to the salesperson as well as service person. Mobile office. So what will happen is that mobile sales and field service are happening here based on the mobile office. So what happens in this particular case is that through the mobile itself, you should be in a position to find out what exactly is the next thing customer is going to purchase. So the customer will be in a position to see the entire details from the mobile itself, and there is an automation that is happening in the backend using AI and ML technologies today. And the person, he himself, can do and self-service in these cases. Next comes the analytics CRM, where the customer's behavior is getting analyzed, and based on this particular thing, the data is going to come here. I mean, the new things will be happening here. So data warehouse is used here in these cases, and customer activity, then data mart is used here in these cases to analyze the data, the customer behavior, customer data mart, product data mart, or some of the things that are used in the front office for these cases. Category management and marketing management are used in the mobile office in these cases for doing an analytics. And how the customer interaction happens is through voice, email, web, and service reps in collaborative CRM. And this is a closed loop process where operation CRM and analytical CRM are bifurcated into two parts. Only the data is flowing from here to here. So the front office will not be, our salespeople will not be targeted in doing all these activities which are happening in the back end. So this is how the collaborative CRM is getting built with operation CRM and analytical CRM, which is running in the back end. So let us see what are the roles of an operational and analytical CRMs. Operational CRM provides support to front office business process various in analytical CRM analyzes customer data for variety of purposes, including design and effectiveness of targeting market targeted marketing campaigns to optimize marketing effectiveness. So example, you may be getting some specific targeted people will be getting, say example, let us say it is a Christmas. So Christmas will be mostly will be celebrated by a specific community. So there will be a targeted marketing campaign that will be happening here for the specific community. And accordingly, this is being happening based on analytical CRM. And how exactly was your previous purchase, whatever you had done, what exactly was the spending behavior. Based on this particular thing, analytical CRM will provide a targeted marketing campaigns. Design and execution of specific customer campaigns such as retention, cross-selling, upselling and customer acquisition, like you are mentioning, suppose a specific organization is having a tie-up with school, and based on the analytics you are finding out the person is going to have children, school going children, and then accordingly you can do a cross-selling for the tie-up with the specific school. Analysis of customer behavior to aid product and service decision making. Prediction of probability of customer defection. So we have to find out the customer relationship, find out whether the customer is going to leave the thing to the competition. So how we will find out is based on the behavior of the customer, how exactly he has in the previous communications, how the customer has discussed things with the organization. Based on this, we can find analytics can find out where exactly the customer is, he happy, not happy, is he satisfied, not satisfied with the solutions, and accordingly there can be a targeted selling that can happen, or there could be discounts that can be given to the customer to ensure that customer is not defecting from the organization. Management decisions, for example, financial forecasting and customer probability analysis can happen from based on the analytical CRM. Next comes the operational CRM. Operational CRMs provide support to front office business process, including sales, marketing, and services. Each interaction with customer is generally added to customer's contact history, and staff and can retrieve information on customers from the database as needed. So some of the information will come from analytical CRM to operational CRM, so that sales and sales and marketing people can focus and provide proper information for the customers. Roles client facing teams, whether field based teams, support desk, marketing, telemarketing teams or administration, typically want information that makes their lives easier. So what exactly these role client facing teams require? They require the details that will help them to ensure that they are having the proper data to speak to the specific customer who is walking into the shop or walking into the customer place or over phone he is speaking. So this particular data will be informed given by the proper CRM. So next is trouble is these are this disparate teams. Actually, when we are talking about the client facing teams, these are the people who are desperate and they are having the most stressful job which they are having in the entire thing, because they are speaking to the customer and they have to ensure the customer is leaving this particular shop and with a happy mood rather than a sad mood or an angry mood. So CRM helps this particular giving the data to the people so that they are giving the proper information to the customer. These are desperate teams which often have their own databases, which can mean there is a challenge getting the data into one place to do something useful with it. So the problem is that they will be having an Excel where they are keeping this particular data, and you will be giving they will be asking details to the customer to provide the details, then give back the responses. It is going to be time consuming. Having a proper CRM is going to help in these cases. To keep this data meaningful, email is linked into this centralized system. Data from websites can be linked automatically and the whole accessed and updated from mobile. So what we are foreseeing in the CRM solution which has to be deployed is going to be that emails are linked to this CRM, and the data is coming from from websites as well as the previous interaction with the customer, ensures that the data is getting properly updated in the system, and accordingly the information is provided to the customer that is going to be walking into the branch or over phone we are talking about. These particular things will be available in the mobile also, so that the customer can walk into the customer's place. I mean, so the sales representative can walk into the customer's place and discuss properly on the data that he's having in his hand. Day to day, It is a series of activities involved in every aspect of the business that affects creating the single unified view of the customer. It provides information which is used by analytical CRM. So analytical CRM helps the people, the customer facing team to have the proper data in their hand and have a targeted selling or services that is going to happen here. Effective operational CRM contributes to solid analytical CRM, which leads to more targeted marketing and better customer experiences. So operational CRM will be having a data that will be coming from analytical CRM, and analytical CRM will be getting data from operational CRM to ensure that there is a handshake that happens between both the CRM systems and give a proper, better customer experience. The third component of a CRM is a collaborative CRM that focuses on the interaction with customers through personal interaction, letter, fax, phone, internet, email, etc. So in these particular cases, you are not going to have a huge customer base. You will be having targeted customer base, and the interaction happens with as letter or fax or phone, where it will be high-end interaction will be happening in these cases. The final objective is to retain the customer relationship. Collaborative CRM includes providing efficient communication with customers across a variety of communication channels, providing online services to reduce customer service costs. So here in these cases, the customer is not going to walk in to the branches or walk in on this particular thing. It will be more online, and customer will be happy sitting in this particular place and doing the transaction online. The final objective is to retain the customer relationship. Collaborative CRM includes providing access to customer information while interacting with the customers. Collaborative CRM also seems to be the new paradigm to succeed the leading efficient customer response and category management concept in the industry or trade relationship. Some of the examples for this collaborative CRM are Amazon, Flipkart, or Book My Show, or whatever we are doing a transaction today in online. All CRM software will at very least include the following four core functions, irrespective of whether you're going to have an analytical CRM or collaborative CRM or the other CRM. We are going to have these particular core functions as operation CRM. These are the four core functions which will be there in the back end. Workflow automation. This standardizes business process usually through a combination of task lists, calendars, alerts, and templates. Once a task is checked off as complete, for example, the system might automatically set a task for the next step to in the process. So this you could have a robotics in play which will be happening in backend automatically, and it will be pushing from one place to other place, or there could be a human in loop where the user takes a decision based on the possible suggestions that be given by the system through an AI or ML which is happening in the backend, and based on that the user will push the record to the next queue or next step. Tracking of customer interactions. These systems document conversations held by phone, in person through email or other channels, and ensure that the person who is doing a transaction is having the things in his hand for him to take a better decision. Depending on the product, some systems can also track interactions on Facebook, Twitter, and other social platforms. So accordingly, you will be having a better interaction in his hand and to proceed further with the transaction. Customer data management. Most products provide a searchable database to store customer information and relevant documents. So data is getting managed in the centralized location so that the people have a proper data in their hand, and searching will be happening based on the documents which has been given by the customer earlier, or the data that has been fed by the user. It can be through an social channels like Facebook or other in LinkedIn, or it can be through an Instagram. Based on all this particular data and the data that has been given earlier, the customer data is getting managed, and then the record is getting proceeded further. Management reporting. Management can use these CRM tools to track performance and productivity based on the activities logged in the CRM system. This productivity is getting calculated for the customer also to ensure that the customer is spending quality time with the in the interactions, and at the end the customer is happy. These tools can also be used for forecasting, such as for the next quarter sales pipeline. So with what is happening today, the management can ensure that what is going to happen the next quarter, and based on that the sales targets can be set. CRM software components encompass the three customer facing functional areas aligned with targeting, acquiring and supporting customers. Some of the things which they do is that marketing automation, sales for automation, customer service. These are the targets that are being done by the using the CRM software components. Let us see what are the different automations that are happening in CRM. Marketing automation, where marketing automation serves to seek out and acquire new customers as well as grow existing customer share. So this will be in new sales, new customer, to convert a prospective customer to an actual customer, or selling new things to the existing customer. These things happen via marketing automation. Marketing campaign management lets you to design, distribute and track campaign performance across products, territories, salespeople and other variables, as you know when to implement course corrections or where to increase marketing spend. For example, in India, where it is a land of festivals, there are multiple festivals happening in different corners of India. And with a targeted marketing that will be happening, say example, some festival that is happening in South India, the target can be happening there at a marketing campaign can happen there based on the design and the data which is we are having, and targeted customers can happen in these particular cases. Common marketing automation features include brand management, list management, real-time offer management, loyalty management and marketing and budget return on investment analysis. These are the targets when you are going to do a marketing automation. Next comes the Salesforce automation, where the Salesforce automation software solutions seek to automate the entire sales cycle from planning and forecasting to negotiation and closure. All these particular things are automated with minimum human in loop cases. Typical SFA Salesforce automation functions include lead management, sales opportunity management, communication management, sales forecasting, product configuration, order processing, product information, quota management and sales analysis. All these things are available in a Salesforce automation. Customer service component of CRM in software automates help desk, call center and field service management, where the customer gives a call and finds out what is happening to their services, or they may come for a after-sales service, or like I was mentioning earlier, there could be a place where you are giving your car for service and you are getting the response back from the to and fro happens in these particular cases. Providing automated end-to-end incident or case management resolution. Customer service applications track and automate call routing, case management, response methods such as FAQs or knowledge-based lookups, incident escalations and the capture of customer data for performance measurement, quality control and future product development. So I will give an example here where whenever my insurance, car insurance is due, I used to get calls from multiple people from the same organization or from a different organization to check out where I'm going to get a new insurance package. So proactive things happens when you are having a proper CRM in place. So these are typical CRM implementation architecture where you will be having multiple self-service delivery channels. It may be a mobile, it may be a call center, it may be a laptop, it may be a website. And third-party open integration also is possible, like Microsoft Office or .NET Java is being used for doing these particular cases. This is happening in business intelligence service, is happening through programming languages. Presentation services, BI, will be happening here. Modeling and calculation services happens here, and data access, BI, happens here. And customer enterprise warehouse, the entire data warehouse is used here, and ETA, external connections happen here. OLTP is used here for to and fro linkages that will be happening here. And there will be local DB at a specific point of time. Automatic synchronization happens between the database and here through application server. User interface services, which will be a GUI that will be happening, that will be there in the user's hand. Business logic layer and core services happens in the application server. Business process happens here, and data layer services ensures that the data is happening between to and fro, happens between user interface and the database. There are multiple, let us start looking into the CRM products which are available in the market today. Like we said earlier also, products is based on the tier of the industry, and it is based on the industry specific as well as the tier of the small scale or medium scale or large scale business that we are talking about for the CRM. CRM systems vary widely in capabilities, pricing, and underlying technology from basic content management to sophisticated enterprise suites to sales, service, and marketing. The market also has industry-specific CRM solutions, real estate, and pharma, and some best-of-breed solutions for specific CRM functions like field service and help desk solutions. This section and the subsequent ones on Tier 1 products, SMB-specific products, and the penultimate solution section of CRM trends may help the readers who would be potential purchasers in designing the right CRM software packages required for their business. So, CRM products based on the Tier 1 products or SMB-specific products are available, and industry-specific products also are available, and it is up to the enterprise to choose the right CRM product based on the industry standards and the, what are the options that are available from the CRM product vendor. However, it is to be borne in mind that there is no silver bullet to CRM product procurement decision. Obviously, based on the requirement, based on the industry, based on where, which tier they belong to, CRM product has to be chosen. Below are the few key aspects to examine when assessing a CRM software. The interface should ensure that what is their need, what exactly is the future goals, what is the vision and mission of the organization. Accordingly, they have to take a CRM software. Content management. A standard feature in all CRM softwares with standard features such as create individual client accounts and track interactions. This is a common feature across all the CRM softwares available. Dialogue facilities to connect with the important contacts from within the CRM program itself. There is no need that you have to pick up the phone and speak to the people. Instead, from the CRM program itself, you should be in a position to call people and speak. Licensing and pricing per user or per one flat price available. Prices tend to go up when you add more users, caps on number of users or unlimited threshold. Again, when what we are discussing here is that based on the requirement, based on the pricing, we have to take a decision on which CRM software has to be taken. Sales and marketing features is one more feature available in most of the CRM solutions. Many of current CRM softwares include sales and marketing features bundled in the license fee. But many others provide these at an additional fee. So take a call. You can take a call based on what exactly is the requirement, and based on that, you can proceed further. Features include essential requirements such as ways to forecast marketing campaigns, generate sales quotes, follow leads, and track your competition. So according to the competition, you can proceed further. Employee tracking and support. Best of breed CRM softwares provide ability to track your employees' interactions with your customers, helps in ensuring customers' issues and resolve within delays. So, employee tracking is one of the part of the CRM software that is available. You have to take a call, find out whether these particular options are available in CRM which you are going to choose. Accordingly, take a call and proceed further. This information is generally to task management and annual performance reviews. So, we can find out in, let us take an example of customer care. We can find out how many of customers are happy when they are discussing with, they are interacting with a specific customer agent, and accordingly, annual performance reviews can be decided. Ease of use, in-premise or cloud data stores decision is important as it impacts the ease and speed of locating information. Online user guides and prompts and other embedded guides that help users learn faster are essential. If you are having a system where it is difficult for the user to navigate and proceed further from one place to other place, then it will be challenging for the user who is doing a transaction. Again, we have to find out how much of this particular thing can be shown to the customer directly so that he can take a call on his own. Self-service can happen from his end itself. Social media network. Some softwares provide the capability to create a social media network within the program that employees can collaborate and exchange information and knowledge. So this is more nowadays this is more important so that Insta or the Facebook data can be automatically can be updated in the system. Help and support. Implementation and after sale service and support are absolutely important, which is very much required. Not many ISV software vendors offer live chat or telephone support. So we have to consider which actually is available, what are the things that are required, and we have to, according to the budget, this has to be taken, the call has to be taken. Emails are always very tedious as they are always placed in a queue. So we have to, based on this particular thing, we have to find out what SLE needs to be given or not needs to be taken, proceed further accordingly. We'll look at a vendor who will commit 24/7, which is important, telephone help desk, and 24-hour turnover. So SLAs has to be written, turnaround time has to be decided before proceeding further with the new CRM implementation. Some key aspects that you should look for when buying a CRM product are how it handles all aspects of the customer interaction experience. So this is very important to find out how it interaction is getting stored in the system, how much data can be extracted immediately, what is the security features of this system, data sharing ability across between multiple user groups, and the ease of installation and use. This is what has to be looked when you are going for a CRM product. As with all enterprise solutions today, CRM products provide a host of business, usually modularized and bundled in different configurations. Typical CRM products at the very least offer following application categories. So most of the CRM products at the very least offer following application categories in their product bundling. One is marketing automation. This helps the lead management, generation, scoring and nurturing, email and event marketing, landing pages, web analytics and campaign marketing management. Second is Salesforce automation, contact and opportunity management, workflow automation, territory management, sales forecasting, pipeline analysis and reporting. These are the benefits, these are the things that are going to come from based on the Salesforce automation. Customer service and support, trouble ticketing, knowledge management, self-service, case management, live chat and surveys. These are the benefits that are coming in the service, customer service and support offering. Field service management, dispatching, scheduling, invoicing, inventory management and order management happens in the field service management. So this is going to be beneficial for the people who are in services industry. Call center automation, call routing, record and monitoring, load balancing, call list management, audit, auto dialing, scripting, computer telephony integration and interactive voice responding. So like sometime back we were mentioning, call center automation allows the user to directly interact with the customer directly. Help desk automation, trouble ticketing, knowledge management, self-service, IT asset management, network management, service level agreements, management and remote control. Channel management, lead and contact management, partner portals, partner relationship management and market development funds management. These are the benefits of channel management. So let us look at the software that are available in market today. One of the product that is available in the market is Salesforce. This is a leading provider of cloud-based customer relationship management software. According to their financial reports in fiscal year 2022, which is ended by January 31, 2022, Salesforce generated a total revenue of $26.2 billion, which represents year-on-year growth of 26% of this revenue. $20.8 billion was derived from their CRM offerings, which is a very great amount. And when again, one more thing which we have to decide when we are going to proceed further with taking a new CRM system is that the company from where you are going to purchase should be stable. There should be a differentiated factor with other competitors of them. And finding out this will be an important thing. We have to have a field trip to ensure that we are understanding what actually they provide. In terms of market share, Salesforce is widely recognized as a dominant player in the CRM space. According to a report by Gartner, Salesforce held the largest market share of any CRM vendor in 2021 with 16.8% of the global CRM market, software market. So these are some of the large companies which we are having, which we are seeing. Salesforce is one of the large company. The key criteria that large organizations apply in their selection of CRM products typically include but not confined to the following: multifunctional CRM application suites, marketing, Salesforce automation, customer service, field service and partner channel management, e-commerce, customer and analytics and customer data management. These are the key criteria that needs to be, that our large organization look for in their CRM product. Complex requirements, ability to scale on a global basis, manage end-to-end business process, integrate into complex legacy environments and manage large volumes of customer related data. This is one more feature which is being looked by large organizations and they are deploying their CRM solutions. Solution should target multiple industry segments. Evaluated vendors target buyers across a diverse range of industries and business models, including B2B, business to business, or B2C, business to consumer, and business to consumer. So there are cases where the end customers reached from the business to business itself. The product should have seen substantial implementations and been industry tested with good references. Like we always say, a system which is working in an automotive industry doesn't mean that the same system can work in a banking industry, because the nature and the need of the industry is different from what you are having in automation and the banking. While the typical CRM includes applications for sales for automation, marketing management, marketing automation, customer service and support management, such as email automation, the new generation rollouts will heavily focus on social media management, customer experience management, activity and participant management, and CRM availability via cloud delivery. These are the more major things that are being looked by the new rollouts that are happening, where you should be in a position to interact in the social media and respond back automatically in the social media. Plus, there are artificial intelligence and machine learning should be there in the CRM nowadays to ensure that we are having a real-time feedback from the systems automatically. There is a significant gap between the big four CRM vendors and those next in line. So year 2015 marked the tipping point whereby SaaS CRM software as a service revenues exceeded those of non-premises implementations. So these are new trends that are happening from 2015 onwards, is that now people started using CRM online as a software as a service rather than on-premises deployment. The table below are the top CRM software vendors. One is a Salesforce focusing on migrating classical users to Lightning user interface in order to deliver next generation CRM experiences. Next is Oracle, expanding CX Cloud Suite with adaptive intelligence apps by leveraging its data cloud. Third is SAP. Hybris has gained a tradition at the expense of legacy CRM products. Next is Adobe Systems. 70% of top 500 customers run three or more apps from Experience Glide, which is good. Microsoft is one more. Dynamics 365, which we had, which we'll be discussing now, covers both CRM and ERP functionalities. So these we had taken when we are talking about ERP solutions. Dynamics 365 covers CRM as well as ERP functionality. This is a good call which can be used for a medium-sized organization where both the things will be available at the same place. Variant Systems Inc. Variant to revamp its call center software by adding AI capabilities. This also is one more real good thing that is going to come in the near future.